The chip shortage is taking a significant hit to automakers. GM and Ford now saying that they're further scaling back some of their production because of that chip shortage. We want to bring in Pras Subramanian to help us figure out exactly what this means for the auto industry. And I guess, Pras, the big question is, how significant of a setback is this for both GM and Ford?
I think it's fairly significant. This is a big kind of a big problem for them, because we thought this situation was getting better and it's not, right? So starting with GM, they're going to idle 8 plants in September. It's going to affect production of really popular cars like the Silverado, the GMC Acadia, other SUVs like the Traverse, the Enclave, and also 2 Cadillac SUVs. So that's a big deal, because these are the most popular cars that GM offers. Turning to Ford now, they're going to stop making pickups at their KC plant for 2 weeks. They're going to idle at 2 other truck plants too. And this is not good for Ford, because Ford had one of their worst Augusts ever. Sales down 33% compared to 2 years ago in 2019. We also saw Toyota slash production, global production, by 40% in September. You know, and also Tesla in China also had to idle production for a few days, according to a report, because of component shortages. I really think that this is a problem that's accelerating for the car makers. We thought it was going to get better, and it's not. And a dealer friend of mine told me just this week that, you know, he wanted to sell his wife's Range Rover Sport, and he might get a better deal after the lease because of the fact that there's 4,000 Range Rover Sports sitting in the UK with no chips in them, just waiting to get delivered.
Yeah, the situation is getting pretty out of hand there, Pras. And I'm just looking at the stock prices here over the past 3 months. Ford shares down 13%, GM shares down almost 20%. So the market is clearly positioning for some potential third quarter and fourth quarter earnings misses from these companies. So I get it from that standpoint. But Pras, to your point, from a consumer standpoint, if these automakers are not making vehicles, they're scaling back production, really prices to consumers are likely only to head even higher from here, no?
Yeah, you know, we thought that within the last couple of months, within looking at like CPI data, that used car prices are coming down. But if you ask me, it seems like they're going to go back up in the fall, as we're not going to see a lot of new models come out because of the fact that the automakers can't make them. So if you can't actually produce these new models and, you know, traditionally in the fall, that's when the new models come out, you're going to see used car prices creep back up again. And I think that's a problem for consumers. And Sazi, I know you're going to talk to Antonio Neri, HPE's CEO, later today on our show. And I think he also warned about the fact that they can't produce enough chips.
He did, Pras. Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up with Antonio, really calling out last night that supply shortages are impacting his business and his outlook. But, you know, just on autos, too, Pras, I caught you on Instagram last night. You're testing the new Bronco. Apparently, Ford was able to at least produce a Bronco to get it to you for a test drive. How do you like it?
You know, Saz, they like to help us out every now and then. But, yeah, I actually had it for a couple of days so far. The new Bronco is very comparable to the Wrangler. I think it might be better in some ways and not as good in some ways, but it's a big truck, and I think it's going to be a solid competitor for the Wrangler coming up.
All right, Pras Subramanian, as always, thanks so much for hopping on.